Kayo ay nakikinig ng mensahe mula sa ICS Church. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/icschurch.
Hey, welcome to ICS Church. Kagaya po sabi ni Pastor Topher, my name is Chad. Isa po sa mga pastors dito sa ICS Church. It is always, always something we look forward to every Sunday. Thank you, sir. To come together and just celebrate the life that we have in Jesus Christ. At kung tayo man po ay nasa bahay, whether there's a pandemic or not, there's a quarantine or not, palagi po merong pagkakataon na i-celebrate ang buhay natin sa Panginoong Jesus because He is faithful and we can continue to trust Him today. So welcome, we're glad that you've joined us and connected with us this morning. Mamaya po, if you miss a time of worship, you can catch up sa English service at 10 a.m. Join us for a time of worship and praise also there. But right now, we are doing a series called Foreshadow. Ito po ang ating teaching series na naganap this month. And today is part 4 of this series, simply entitled Missing the King. Missing the King. You know, one of the things that I like to do with my family is to travel. Tapos minsan sa mga pagbabiyahe, ano, madami kang makikita mga tanawin. And you would point out different places, locations. At interesting thing doon, minsan meron kang isang lugar na titingnan, maaring parehong larawan o tanawin kayong tinitingnan. Tapos meron kang sasabihin, oy, tinan mo yun, napakaganda. Tapos sasabihin nila, oo nga, ang ganda. Tapos in the end, magkaiba pala yung tinitingnan nyo. No? You're looking in the same direction, looking at the same thing, but you can see different things. It's like parang isang tao na pupunta no, sa isang lugar kung saan makikita siya ng mga madami mga puno no, sa forest. Tapos sabi niya, grabe, ang ganda naman itong forest na to. No? Napakaganda, napaka-green. At ang makikita niya, yun lang. You know, the greenery, the beauty of nature. Yung isa naman katabi niya, titingin dun in the same thing, the same image. Tapos sasabi niya, napakaganda naman ito. Maari akong, marami akong pwedeng gawin or tayuin mga bahay at ang mga buildings because of this. Kasi yung nakikita niya, mga materyales. No? It's beyond nature. And in many ways, no, ganun tayo. For many people, when they come to Jesus, when they see Jesus, when they hear about Jesus, they know about Jesus, we can see Him, hear Him, talk about Him, but see completely two different Jesus in our perspective. At naniniwala po ako, no, hundreds, thousands of years ago, when Jesus was here, just nearly 2,000 years ago, traditionally, this would be marked as Palm Sunday with many Christians, kung saan Jesus would enter the city of Jerusalem. Many people saw Him and saw different things. Saw different things. Some looked to Him and saw a miracle worker. Yung iba, pagtanaw sa Kanya, ang nakikita nila, you know, it's just a guy from Nazareth, diba? Son of Joseph the carpenter, iba't iba. Why? Because it's possible to look in the same direction, but see different things. It's possible to look in the same directions, but see different things. And that's what we see. That's what a lot of people have seen when they look at Jesus. Hindi po yun na itotoo nung panahon na yun. Even today, in the 21st century, when you talk about Jesus, napakadaming opinion, napakadaming thoughts that come into our mind when we look at Jesus. But who is Jesus really, especially on this day, about 2,000 years ago when He was entering Jerusalem? At nandun po tayo, yun ang ating tatalakayin sa araw na ito. In this series, again, we have been looking at the Gospel of Luke. Ano ba yung pananaw ni Luke sa kanyang pag-iimbestiga, sa kanyang research, the things that he has discovered? That is what we have been tracking and tracing in this series. Ito po ay bunga ng kanyang pagsasaliksik at kanyang pag-i-investigate sa mga eyewitness accounts, sa mga written, most likely, you know, the Gospel of Mark and Matthew were some of his sources na kanyang pinagkunan. Pero hindi lang yun, those who were still living eyewitnesses. ay kinausap ni Dr. Luke, and this is what he came up with in the Gospel of Luke. Where we find ourselves today in chapter 19, Jesus had finished ministering in different parts of Israel. He started in Galilee, in the province where he grew up, Nazareth. That he was rejected there. He went on to Samaria, continued ministering there. He went to Judea and finally to Perea, where he is right now on the way to Jerusalem. In the Gospel of Luke, from chapter 9 all the way to chapter 19, ito po yung pinakamadami, most detailed account among all the Gospels where we find Jesus' teachings. At the same time, yung mga miracles na ginanap at naganap sa kanyang buhay is recorded by Luke. The longest New Testament book written is the Gospel of Luke. And here, we find ourselves kung saan naglakbay na siya, and it was time now for him to go to Jerusalem, probably knowing that his impending death was at hand. So we find ourselves in chapter 19 in the Gospel of Luke, and beginning with verse 28. Sabi dito, after Jesus had said this, he went on ahead going up to Jerusalem. Ano yung naganap just before this? Again, like what we talked about last year, there was an amazing conversion experience kung saan Zacchaeus, another tax collector, was brought to the kingdom of God. Zacchaeus ended up following Jesus, and Jesus once again declaring his mission for the reason why he came. He said here in Luke chapter 19 that he came to seek and to save the lost. So right after this, ayun na, patungo na siya sa Jerusalem. As he approached, verse 29, Bethpage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it? Say, the Lord needs it. Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, why are you untying the colt? They replied, the Lord needs it. They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest, they said. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, teacher, rebuke your disciples. I tell you, he replied, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. So let's pause here for a moment. It's interesting because right here, what we find, Jesus, again, no bago pa lang siya tumuntong doon sa city of Jerusalem, meron siyang inutos doon sa yung mga disciples, which is interesting. It sounds almost odd, di ba? Parang kakaiba naman to. Inutusan niya yung mga disciples niya to go to the next village, at pagdating nila doon, he predicted na magkakaroon doon ng isang, makakita sila ng isang colt. A colt is a small horse, no? Similar to a donkey. Sabi niya, pagdating mo doon, untie it, and if somebody asks you, sabihin mo, the Lord needs it. And sure enough, all of the things na sinabi ni Jesus, naganap, nangyari, which is really unusual. And so, they bring the colt, and they let Jesus ride the colt entering Jerusalem. Now, wala tayong record in the Gospels where we find Jesus ever riding a donkey, a horse, a colt, no? Maybe in the very beginning, if you would remember, and it wasn't him, In his story, natagpuan natin doon, Mary rode a donkey when she was pregnant. Remember, on the way to Bethlehem. But now, we find Jesus is the one riding a colt. And so, ano ba yung significance nito? Siguro, kung babasahin lang, on its own, we don't really find anything significant. At siguro para sa kanila, yung mga disciples din, no? Jesus was on a colt, riding a donkey, riding the colt, going into Jerusalem. Parang wala namang kakaiba dito. But today, because we have the full gospel, we have the full story, at meron na rin tayong access, no, dun sa Old Testament or dun sa scriptures ng mga Jews, experts tell us na yung naganap dito, kung saan Jesus rode a colt, went into Jerusalem, at yung mga disciples welcomed him and celebrated and shouted praises to him, even declaring the king, blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord. Ito daw ay actually fulfillment ng mga prophecies about the coming Messiah. Hundreds of years before Jesus ever came, this was actually part of that fulfillment. This was a prophecy that was being fulfilled. And in fact, makikita po natin ito, no, sa Zechariah chapter 9. Zechariah is one of the prophets in the Old Testament. And in Zechariah chapter 9, sabi dito ni Zechariah, rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. This was actually prophesied hundreds of years even before Jesus ever came. So sa paligid ko po, nung nagaganap to sa araw na yun, the disciples did not know that they were actually fulfilling a prophecy about the Messiah, about the Savior that was to come. Now we know that kasi we can look back and we can research the scriptures and we can say, ay grabe, yun pala yun. Fulfillment pala yun ng messianic prophecies or prophecies patungkol sa Savior. Not just of Israel, but of the world. Isa lang po ito sa mga na-fulfill sa buhay ni Jesus when he was healed on earth about the prophecies about the Messiah. Marami po na naganap sa buhay niya. From the time that he was born all the way to his death and resurrection, these were all prophecies about the Messiah that were being fulfilled. At marami po dyan na magaganap pa all the way until he comes again. So for me, when I look at this, parang yung pala yun, yung pala yung significance nun, no? Him riding on a colt, going into Jerusalem, the disciples shouting in praises, wow, they were actually fulfilling the prophecies. Again, pointing to Jesus as the Messiah. It's possible to look at the same thing and look at the same direction, but see different things. Bakit? Kasi while the disciples were celebrating this, shouting, Lord, here's the Messiah. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Meron pong ibang mga tao na naroon din, nagmamasid, observing. And they had a different response. These were the Pharisees. No? Sabi nga doon sa verse 39. The Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. Bakit nila ginagawa ito? Sabi mo sa kanila, tumigil sila. Manahimik sila. And it's one of those situations where we find ourselves in kung saan both people are looking at exactly the same thing, pero yung response nila, yung pananaw nila, yung pag-receive nila ay magkaiba. The disciples were shouting, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Praise the King, honor the King, peace on earth. But here we find the Pharisees rejecting the statements and saying, hindi dapat ito nagaganap. Here's a truth we want us to know today. We will miss Jesus when we are not looking to Him. When we are not looking to Christ, we will miss Him for who He really is. They were both looking at Jesus. The disciples were, the Pharisees were. Asa alam po natin, marami dito sa mga Pharisees na to have been there from the time Jesus started ministering. Full time, preaching and teaching the gospel, performing signs, wonders, and miracles. Pero bakit ganun? Magkaiba
ang kanilang pananaw. Magkaiba ang kanilang pagtanggap sa Panginoong Jesus.
Let's continue reading. Here in verse 41, sabi dito, no, ano ba yung mangyayari for those who receive Christ differently sa kanilang pananaw compared sa mga disciples. As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, sabi ni Jesus dito, he wept over it. It was the city of Jerusalem. And said, if you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace. But now, it is hidden from your eyes.
Kung alam mo lang, Jerusalem and all the citizens of Jerusalem, kung alam mo lang kung ano magbibigay sa iyo ng kapayapaan. Why? Because they were in turmoil. Israel was still under occupation by the Roman Empire. And they're crying out, calling out, Lord, deliver us. Free us, send us the Messiah, send us a Savior. Sabi ni Jesus, kung alam niyo lang. He was weeping. He wept. He wept for many who were lost. He wept for those who still could not accept Him or see Him as the Messiah. The Messiah, the Savior was already here. Marami sa kanila were still without peace, without hope. They were still crying out, just like the Pharisees. And they reject siya. They know the prophecies. Alam nila yung mga tinuro. Alam nila yung mga bagay na sinabi patungkol sa pagdating ng tagapagligtas. Ngunit, hanggang ngayon, hindi pa rin siya natatanggap at hindi pa rin siya nakikita ng marami sa kanila. Sabi ni Jesus, ano magiging result nito?
The days will come upon you, Jerusalem, when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls.
Grabe, no? Ang tinding karanasan.
They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you.
Sabi ni Jesus, magkakaroon ng mga consequences because of you not believing, because of you not trusting, because of you not embracing the Messiah, God's presence. Siya na mismo na naparito sa inyo.
And scholars tell us, it's probably what happened, you know, a few years later on when another empire came into power, sinalakay ang Roman Empire and totally destroyed the walls of Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem. Now, some said that was a consequence. Pero in another perspective, in another way, we can see that for those who don't believe in Jesus, para dun sa hindi sasampalataya sa Kanya, matindi yung consequences na magaganap. Sabi mo, Pastor Chad, paano mo nakuha yun? Kasi before this encounter, alam mo, merong isang parable, isang kwento na shinare si Jesus. It was the parable of the 10 minas just before this entry into Jerusalem. And I believe that was a setup and an illustration para sa naganap. I want to encourage you, at the end of the service today, pick up your Bible, open it, at basahin mo yun sa Luke chapter 19, beginning with verse 11. This is the passage just before pumasok si Jesus sa Jerusalem. And this was an illustration he gave after Zacchaeus came to faith. For those, ang kwento dito sa parable na to, there was a nobleman who wanted to be king. So he went to the city. Ngunit on the way to the city, yung mga ibang tao na naroon, nagpadala ng mensahe sa kanya at sinabi sa kanya, ayaw ka namin maging hari. Ayaw ka namin maging hari. So what did Jesus do? He gave his followers 10 minas. Ano ba yung minas? This is wealth equivalent to about 3 months' salary or 3 months' wages binigay sa kanila. At inutusan sila na kayo na bahala dyan sa mga bagay na yan. And so it tells us that the nobleman went. And then, sure enough, he became king. At nung naging hari na siya, bumalik siya to check on his followers. Ano yung ginawa niyo dun sa binigay ko sa inyo? And several of them came up and said, ay, eto yung ginawa ko, in-invest ko. So, it yielded 100% increase. Binigay siya ng award. Yung isa, ganito ang ginawa ko, 50% increase, binigay siya. Pero there were some na walang ginawa.
kasi natatakot sila, binaon lang, tinago lang, at walang ginawa. And so Jesus said, that's not right. Diba? Kasi meron akong inataasan para gawin mo, hindi mo ginawa, now there is going to be consequences. Ang kalungkutan doon, in the end, those who received, sabi nga eh, what was given to them, na multiply pa, at sinabi ni Lord, doon sa mga ibang alagad, kunin mo yung mga walang ginawa sa binigay ko at ibigay mo doon sa nag-multiply pa ng aking inatas sa kanila. But those who have chosen not to believe me, not to follow me, not to support me as king, ngayon din, papatayin sila. It's a very harsh reality of what we find happening in that story. And after that story, ano yung sumunod? This experience of Jesus entering into Jerusalem. I believe that that was the illustration that Jesus was wanting to show to the disciples, to show to them what is about to happen and what is yet to come. Ngayon, marami po doon na hindi pa nagaganap. So the question today for us is, if I believe in Jesus, ano ba dapat ang dapat kong gawin? It's very clear, according to that illustration, no, yung parable na yun, that we are to use what God has given us for His kingdom. Merong inatas sa atin ng Panginoon, meron siyang ni-reveal sa atin. For the disciples, when Jesus was here, He taught them about the kingdom of God. He revealed to them the Father through His own life. Para sa bawat isa sa atin ngayon na mananampalatay sa Panginoon, meron tayong obligation, meron tayong responsibility. We are to use what God has given us, the truths that He has revealed to us, so that we could reflect Jesus to the world. Ano ba yung binigay sa atin ng Panginoon? It's the truth of the kingdom of God, that Jesus alone is the way, the truth, and the life, that He alone is the way to our Heavenly Father. At the same time, meron tayong responsibility to develop that truth, that skill, that knowledge, and to multiply what He has given. We are to multiply what He has given. Again, para natin malalaman to, because that's what Jesus taught in Luke chapter 19, 11 to 27, when He shared that illustration. As believers, that's our responsibility. We're to share that truth. Huwag po natin i-keep lang sa sarili natin. That's the reason kung bakit sinasabi natin every time meron tayong online stream, share this to others. Bakit? Ito yung pagkakataon para ibahagi natin ang mabuting balita patukol sa Panginoong Jesus. Pero bawat isa sa atin, tayo mismo, meron tayong responsibility. That's why one of the things that we do here at ICS, no, when it comes to our one-on-one discipleship, is to teach us how to share the gospel, how to share a story kung ano yung ginawa ng Panginoon sa ating buhay. Because we believe isa yun sa ating mga responsibilities to be witnesses for Jesus Christ. What's the consequences for those who do not believe? In verse 27, verses 43 to 44, it's very clear. For those who don't believe, there is death and destruction. For those who don't recognize Jesus as King, as Savior, as Master. Not my words. Yun yung illustration mismo ni Jesus. At yun ang sinabi niya. The consequence even for the city of Jerusalem, dahil hindi siya tinanggap, dahil hindi siya ni-recognize. For the servants in the parable, na hindi nagtiwala at naniwala at tinanggap siya bilang hari. Those were the consequences. Now, is that happening now? Not yet. But that will happen. The final judgment when all of us will face the white throne judgment of Jesus, when He will separate those that belong to Him from those that have rejected Him. Today is the day of salvation. Scriptures tell us, ngayon ang araw ng pagpapasya. So let's not delay. Because that's the reason why Jesus came. Again, He said this, He came to seek and to save that which is lost. Kung kinikilala natin na tayo ay lost, that we are a sinner, then Jesus came for us. Why is it that some people miss Jesus as the king. Bakit ganun? Ni-reject siya at hindi siya kinilala. I believe they missed him because they weren't aware of the prophecies. Doon sa mga naroon, no? They didn't know the prophecies. So some just outright rejected him kasi hindi nila alam na yung prophecies na yun, nagpo-point kay Jesus at nagma-manifest sa kanyang buhay that would confirm and affirm that He is the Messiah. Isa lang sa mga bagay. Isa lang sa mga ebidensya. At the same time, people miss Jesus as the King because they don't believe what He's been teaching them. They don't believe what He has been saying to them. In fact, no, sa mga bagay na sinabi niya, binigkas niya, may mga panahon na talagang gusto talaga siyang patayin because of what He was saying. They would not believe the teachings that was coming out of His life. Other people did recognize that. At sabi nila, grabe, why does He teach like somebody with authority? But there were still others that did not. Others missed the King because they don't believe what they have seen. Yes, there were so many miracles. Again, babasahin lang natin yun. We will see it. The healing of the demoniac, healing of the blind, healing of those that, you know, couldn't walk, that were lame. So many miracles were taking place all throughout the ministry of Jesus. But none of them believed it. Hindi yun sufficient para sa kanila. Today, so many people still miss Jesus as the King that came in the city of Jerusalem. So many people still miss Jesus today bilang hari ng kanilang buhay. Jesus came to seek us. Jesus came to save us. Jesus came to say, hey, walang nangunguna sa'yo, walang gumagabay sa'yo, kasi yun ang, di ba, yun ang role ng isang hari. Yun ang kanyang ginagampanan para mag-rule, para gumabay, para manguna, para turuan tayo kung paano tayo mamuhay. So many people are missing that today. So how can we not miss the King in this season? Just like they did when He entered Jerusalem. One, we need to investigate His life. Huwag kang manatiling tagapakinig lang. You know, I'm grateful that you would tune in today and listen to this. Pero ikaw mismo, suriin mo yung buhay ng Panginoong Jesus. Access the Bible. You can go online. You can order it, di ba? Through a bookstore kung gusto mo yung physical book. Pero ikaw mismo, siyasatin mo, seleksikin mo ang salita ng Panginoon para makilala mo sino ba talaga si Jesus. Huwag kang dumepende lamang sa mga sinasabi ng mga iba na kapaligid sa iyo. How can we not miss the King? Study His teachings. Ano ba yung tinuro niya? What were the things that Jesus taught? May value ba to? May meaning ba to for our life today? Because kapatid, there is. There's a reason why millions of people around the world ay patuloy na sumasampalataya, nagtitiwala at sumusunod sa Kanya. Why? Because of His life. Na nakita nila, at yes, of the things that He taught the way of the kingdom of God. He taught how to relate to one another. He taught us how to have a right relationship with our Heavenly Father. Jesus taught us through His life how to love, how to be generous, how to forgive, how to walk in humility, how to relate to those in authority, how to treat wealth, how to relate to wealth. There are so many teachings na binigay ni Jesus that we can still live out today. Hindi obsolete, hindi nagiging stale ang katuruan ng Panginoong Jesus. Pero we need ourselves to study His teachings so that we can know that for ourselves sa sarili nating buhay, sarili nating relationship. One more thing that we need to do so that we do not miss the King is we need to obey His instructions. So many people miss the King because they don't follow His instructions. Kagaya nung inutusan niya, no, yung mga servants in the parable of the 10 minus. Dapat meron silang gawin doon. There's a reason why God would give us gifts, talents, truths. He would entrust these things to us. Dahil meron siyang inaasahan na magaganap at hindi para itago yung mga bagay na yun. Kung hindi, i-multiply, ipakita so that many more would know. At sa kanya pagbalik muli, when we face Him, we can truly say with confidence, Lord, I was faithful dun sa mga binigay mo sa akin, katotohanan, abilidad, skills, so that I could point people to you. So that I could tell the people, my King gave me this. My King Jesus gave me life. It was my King Jesus who gave me the power to produce wealth. It was my King Jesus who enabled me to succeed in my relationships, in my business. Kung kaya narito ako ngayon. In the end, all of us will hold an account. We will give an account sa pagbalik ng haring ito. Whether you recognize Him as King or not, it's clear in scriptures, it's clear in this story na babalik siya muli at hihingiin niya ang report. Titingnan niya kung ano ang mga naganap. And all of us will have to give an account for what we did with what He gave. For the citizens of Israel, they were going to experience that in their lifetime. But according to the parable, when Jesus comes back again, this time as King, not just of Israel, but of the world, of the universe and beyond, all of us will have to tell Him, Lord God, ito yung ginawa ko. King Jesus, ito yung ginawa ko. Let's not miss Jesus as our King today, like many of them did when He entered Jerusalem. He came to seek to save the lost. He came so that we will know how to live life. We would know the love of our Heavenly Father. We would know that He is the way to the Father. He is the way to life. But what we need to do today is to put trust in Him and to live out. We will miss Jesus, the King, when we are not looking to Him. What are you looking at today? What are you looking towards today? The Pharisees were so fixated dun sa katuruan, sa sarili nila mga rules and regulations, that they missed Jesus as the King, as the Messiah, as the Savior, all the way to His death on the cross, even after He's resurrected from the dead. Napakarami pa rin sa kanila who were still refusing to believe, refusing to see, refusing to accept that Jesus truly is the Messiah, the Savior who came. Today, Jesus wants to be King over your life, over your family, over your business, over your dreams, and over all of your desires. Alam mo kapatid, Jesus is the best King that we could ever have. Kung meron mga hari na mga na harsh, na malupit, na hindi kaaya-aya yung mga ginagawa para sa mga sumusunod sa kanila, Jesus is not that kind of King. He's a King that is full of love, grace, and mercy. But don't forget, He will also return as a King that is a judge. Kagaya dun sa storya, dun sa parable ng 10 minus. And He will expect His servants, He will expect those that belong to His kingdom to be faithful with what He has entrusted to them. If you're here today and listening to this, watching this stream, sinasabi mo, parang ako yata yun na miss ko si Jesus as King over my life. Pero ayoko makaligtaan. Simula ngayon, gusto kong mamuhay kung saan siya yung naghahari. Gusto ko siya nagtuturo sa akin kung paano dapat ako mamuhay. Guiding me and leading me in my life. He is the one that I want to reign in my life.
Nawa kayo ay napagpala ng mensaheng ito. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, mag-online at bisitahin ang ics.church o ilike kami sa facebook.com/icschurch.